I've been thinking about the European Constitution lately. Has anybody been thinking about that whole deal? Have you been thinking about the American, about the European Constitution, what's going down here?
Yeah.
Do you realize that when they legalize that, the laws within the European Constitution are going to supersede your laws as Irish citizens? It's going to be the primal authority. You realize that? Does anybody know what's in the European Constitution?
I do.
Yes.
I mean, think about it. I mean, a lot of the constitutions that we have in our countries were created out of revolution because people are feeling oppressed and they fought for their rights, right? So now we have a new constitution coming in. Does anybody know how that reflects our rights? You know, how do you feel about that? I've actually tried everything.
What about the element of privatization?
Some of the European legislation actually
The draconian laws were drawn up here in the 50s and 60s by the Catholic Church, effectively. Europe has superseded that,
right,
and has given some people in Ireland a greater degree of liberation.
That's right. But the thing that you want to understand is that I think before we ratify a constitution and a bill of rights for the entire Europe, I think we should investigate all the bills of rights and all the constitutions and all the democratic countries and pick the best of the best and only agree to that. Because why would we want to agree to something that gives you less rights than what you already have? You know, so I think before we ratify it, there should be a fucking amazing debate on it. And everybody should look into, because I can't do it all myself, but I'm going to debate it. But I can't fucking read every book and every constitution and analyze everything. Everybody should get on the debate and try to figure out what we want here, what we need here. Because what is going down here is going to affect your future, and it's going to be hard to change.
For example, if you look at other
constitutions and other bills of rights, they really go into the sovereignty of the individual. They really go into what is your sovereign rights. And the European, and they spell it out, completely spell it out. And the laws of the government have to respect that. Now lately, the governments have been kind of lax on that. And they've just basically made a few laws and suspended our rights because they're protecting us against all these evil powers, all these evil forces that they're creating in the first place by how they operate, right? So they suspend them. And I feel that we should defend our rights as sovereign beings the same way we defend every other right. We shouldn't just suspend them.
There's a lot of dangers in it,
and I think that we should educate ourselves and figure out what the hell they're doing before we agree to it. And don't fucking just believe what they tell you in the media. Read the fucking thing yourself and try to understand it and talk about it.